Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, crime prevention a priority for the government in the new legislative year. Zozo's extended for another 60 days, and the government striving to better serve citizens. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness led the government into Gordon House from the northern end of Duke Street on Thursday for the ceremonial opening of Parliament, marking the beginning of the 2018-2019 legislative year. The ceremony took place with a joint meeting of the Senate and the House of Representatives. The opening also featured the traditional delivery of the throne speech by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen, who outlined that crime prevention will be one of the priority areas tackled by the government during the new fiscal year.
This fight against crime is one that we all must be a part of. It is one that we cannot afford to lose, and one that every Jamaican who wants to see a brighter day must be encouraged to join.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. In the meantime, the zones of special operations ZOSAs in Mount Salem, St. James, and Denham Town in Kingston have been extended by a further 60 days. The extension of the Denham Town ZOSA took effect on February 14, while the extension for Mount Salem will take effect on February 28. The House of Representatives on February 13 approved two resolutions requesting the extensions, which were moved by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Holness said the additional time is required for the intensified delivery of social services and infrastructural investments.
We accepted from the outset that the achievements in these areas could not be realized in the limited period allowed by the legislation. Nevertheless, it is important to note that the government's resolve to continue and extend the zone of special operations represent an important pillar, among other factors, to a long-term approach to reducing crime. It is not a quick fix.
The Prime Minister added that the decision to continue the extension is justified, given that there has been no report of murder or gang-related serious crimes in either of these two communities since the declaration. This is the third extension for the Mount Salem zone, which was instituted on September 1, 2017. This is the second extension for the Denham Town zone in West Kingston. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says residents in Mount Salem, St. James, and Denham Town in Kingston are benefiting from a wide range of interventions. These, he said, include infrastructure development projects, skills training, and initiatives aimed at improving access to critical services. In Mount Salem, the National Works Agency, NWA, is spearheading a project to improve the condition of roads and drains in the community. The initiative began in January and is scheduled to continue until March. A zinc fence removal project is also slated to start this month and end in April.
Importantly, there are also projects with much greater emphasis on engaging the youth, one of which is the community sports program, which has included the partnership of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, the Social Development Commission, the Sports Development Foundation, the Young Men's Christian Association, the YMCA, the Cycling Federation, the Table Tennis Association, and the Jamaica Boxing Federation.
The Prime Minister says the Mount Salem zone is progressing through the build phase. He says the Denham Town zone is currently in the hold phase and should transition to the build phase soon. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government and its stakeholders will strive to work closer together to better serve the citizens of Jamaica. He says the government's position is to build partnerships across the society, with every sector working together seamlessly.
We all have our separate, independent, discrete roles in government. And though we are separated by virtue of our roles and functions, we are still part of one body. And when we work together in that one body for the common good of Jamaica, we stand a better chance of succeeding than if we work separately.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a luncheon hosted for parliamentarians on the lawns of Jamaica House following the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.